Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Plough on ahead and talk about dangerous driving or annoying driving habits, because dangerous overtaking is the most hated driving habit for Irish drivers. A survey of 1,000 people by People Insurance found that not using an indicator and not letting other drivers out are also amongst the top five most disliked habits for other drivers. Michael Sheridan is a motoring journalist and he joins me on the line now. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
This is an interesting list, isn't it? Because people really, really get annoyed in the car.
Well, they do. And the thing that has happened to cars over the last number of years is they've become such sanctuaries, so well insulated, that people feel invincible in them. And they get outraged at the slightest annoyance. And the trouble is, these things can easily escalate and people can foolishly think that they're, you know, invincible in their car and then start acting like guards and trying to enforce the law and letting other people's actions get inside their head and affect how they're driving. And that's just the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, do not do that. What do people say about the use of the indicator, Michael?
Well, it's one of those things that an indicator, all it is in law is proof that you've got a bulb that works. It's there as a courtesy to give people a notion of what you intend to do. It doesn't give you any right of way. So you have the two contrasting worlds. There's a lot of cliched motoring jokes, but the classic one is, you know, indicators are optional if you buy a BMW. And a lot of the times people will just say, yeah, you know, more than frequently, they'll find that some people will think that their journey is more important than somebody else's. But no, an indicator is there to be used to give people the courtesy of letting them know your intention. And one of the bugbears for many people as well is roundabouts. People fail to indicate left when they leave a roundabout. A roundabout is to be thought of as a continuous road. So you're on a road, even though you're going around in a circle, you're on a straight road. And when you go to leave it, you are leaving it to your left. So you put on your left indicator, indicating that you're going to leave at the next opportunity. And that's one of the bugbears a lot of people would have, that people don't give enough advanced information to other people. They're not courteous.
Or put on your right indicator if you're going right at the roundabout. You know, lots of people don't do that either.
If you're staying on the roundabout and going beyond straight ahead, you put on your right indicator.
Thanks,
and also, if the roundabout is a two-lane roundabout and you're going beyond straight ahead, you should be on the inner lane of the roundabout and indicating right that you're going that way. And then when you exit, you put on your left indicator and off you go. And it's just common courtesy, but people still get confused by the whole thing. But treat a roundabout as if you're on a straight road.
I was talking about how people in Galway, and I'm not going to pick on people in Galway because I think this is a nationwide thing, but I've just noticed it as being a little worse in Galway, that people don't seem to know how to use roundabouts. Mary in Galway texted to say she agrees with that because she says there were no roundabouts in Galway when a lot of them learned to drive.
And it depends on where you grew up and if you live in the cities, you know, you're crawling around the place, whereas in rural areas, sure, everybody knows that road or everybody knows that crossroads. So the trick is to always be a little bit defensive and just be confident in what you're doing and be aware for other people to act the idiot.
Okay. Now, the number... exactly. Number 3 and 4 in the top 5 list, driving too fast or too slow. Because you think, you know, if you're driving slow, so what harm can you do? But actually, that can be dangerous in and of itself.
It can, absolutely. And particularly on dual carriageways and motorways, you'll often notice when commuters are on the motorway, there'll be blatant civil disobedience where everybody will be going faster than the posted speed limit because there's a flow of traffic and you keep up with the flow of traffic. The worst thing any driver can do is be in the wrong lane. We're all obliged to drive in the left-hand lane. That's where you're meant to be. And if the left-hand lane is clear, you should be in it. There's a lot of people who think that they're doing the world a service by sitting in the outside lane, lane 2 or lane 3, and controlling the speed of the traffic because they're going at the speed limit as indicated on their speedometer. How dare anybody else try and drive above this? Whereas really, just get out of their way. It's an issue for the guards if somebody really is speeding. Don't let them interfere with your drive. Move into the left because you're committing a traffic offence. If the left lane is free, you can get a point for not driving in it. Well, so you'll only notice people being too fast or too slow if you're in the wrong place.
Sorry.
The
Can I just, because I know Cormac has a question, but just on that, because I mentioned at the beginning of the program, one of my biggest pet peeves on the road is tailgating.
Yes.
And you know, you do often get that if people think that you're in the wrong lane or think that you're not going fast enough. Maybe it's because I am in the wrong lane or I'm not going fast enough.
Yeah, absolute bullies, Sarah. There's no to the matter.
But it is really dangerous, like, isn't it? And it's really aggressive and it really drives me cracked.
It contravenes all traffic legislation because you're obliged to be able to stop safely without hitting anything. That's the premise of all use of the road. And somebody traveling that close to the tail end of a car, they're giving themselves stress. They're stressing the driver in front of them. Mm-hmm. And also the driver in front, if there isn't an opportunity to pull into the left, they're under enormous pressure and then they're distracted.
But then there are people who beep.
The person's up there.
Who beep the horn for them to get. Did you ever drive in India?
Yes.
It's an experience. They actually... Well, what I saw anyway, in Delhi in particular, and people who were there more often than me, they can tell me if I'm right or wrong. There are no lanes on some of the roads. They beep to make space between the cars so they can push on through. Was that your experience? Did you see that, Michael?
There's also a belief in many countries that whatever will be, and that fate, if it's your time is up, your time is up. Now, that is completely opposite to European driving and European ways of doing things. And again, you adapt to the environment you're in. But the one thing you can control is your journey. And the trick is not to let anybody else interfere with it. Okay. Tailgaters, and particularly people in larger cars bullying smaller cars. The times I'm testing small cars, I always find it hilarious that you'll find a larger car will just think, how dare you be in this lane, outside lane.
There is a mentality there. And people, you know what? People are texting us loads and loads of annoying habits. Continue to do so. 51551. We'll leave it there for the moment. Michael Sheridan, motoring journalist. Thank you very much indeed.